news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Whatever you do, don't panic. The advice of PNC Financial Chief Economist Gus Fauché as Wall Street stocks continue to slide.
We're still enjoying solid job growth and wage growth. Consumers are still out purchasing. Businesses are in good shape. So I think that we will work through this volatility.
Hopes for a Christmas Eve Santa Claus rally have pretty much evaporated this morning. As Wall Street's key averages are deep in the red, the Dow is down about 224 points. The Treasury Secretary sending out an unusual tweet following a series of phone calls.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin called the CEOs of half a dozen major banks yesterday in an apparent attempt to calm anxious financial markets coming off a turbulent week of stock market uncertainty. The private conversations with the heads of Bank of America, Citi, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, and Wells Fargo were disclosed by Mnuchin on Twitter. He says the CEOs all assured him they have ample money on hand to finance all their normal operations, even though there haven't been any serious liquidity concerns rattling the market. Worries about slowing economic growth and rising interest rates saddled the U.S. market with its worst week in more than 7 years. I'm Matt Small.
Early indications are it's been a robust holiday shopping season so far. Now the last-minute shoppers making their presence felt both online and in the stores. Elaine Stevenson on a shopping spree in New York, a long, long way from home.
We're from South Africa, so we actually have no clue. We're just seeing a lot of different stuff that we don't get at home. So we're mind-boggled by the variety. So we're lucky we've got 9 suitcases going back, because currently I think we're sitting on 12.
And looking at the Wall Street numbers right now, the Dow is down 217 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 6 points, and the S&P is down 20. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Israel and Turkey clash over the treatment of Palestinian women and children. The latest from the Media Line's Charles Biblazer.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan accused Israelis of abusing Palestinian women and children and vowed that Muslims would confront these Jews and teach them a lesson. In response, Prime Minister Netanyahu described Erdogan as an anti-Semitic dictator, before noting that Ankara occupies the northern part of Cyprus and is engaged in a fierce campaign to thwart Kurdish independence. The war of words could have a tangible impact on the ground, as Turkey is preparing to increase its troop deployment to Syria following the United States' prospective withdrawal. This ostensible hostile force could make it more difficult for Israel to continue conducting cross-border operations to curb Iran's bid to establish a permanent military presence in Syria. I'm Charles Biblazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. It's a Merry Christmas at the gas station.
Good news for holiday travelers. Gas prices continue to drop.
We've had an 8-cent drop in the past 2 weeks to $2.43 for a regular grade, and this is a 54-cent per gallon crash just in the past 11 weeks.
Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg, who says travelers in Louisiana will find the cheapest gas.
Baton Rouge is a low at $1.94, and the high in San Francisco Bay Area at $3.55.
And Lundberg adds we may continue to see prices fall if the cost of crude oil keeps going down. I'm Shelley Adler.
Authorities in Indonesia say they're on the alert for the possibility of more deadly waves after the weekend tsunami that killed at least 373 people, 128 others still unaccounted for, more than 1,000 injured. The devastation, damage caused by the tsunami is widespread. More on these stories at townhall.com.